Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
100.7 The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Winco stalker Ashley is making $32,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Doing fantastic. Mike, great to have you on. And the cool part is, guys, just want to throw this out there. We did solicit for Share Your Salary on Twitter, and we got Mike. Mike lives in Delaware.
I can't believe it worked.
I don't know. Is this our first non-local Share Your Salary?
I think so.
This is awesome. Mike, appreciate you checking in, dude. And thanks for listening all the way across the country.
Hey, you guys got a great show.
Well, I don't know about that, but you just might be delusional.
Well, you know, I have my days.
Hey, we all do. Mike, by the way, is a real estate investor.
Okay.
So this could be fun. Mike, here's how it's going to work. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song to gather our thoughts. When the song is over, we're going to guess what we think you make based on the information you've given us. But then you're going to share your salary, Mike. You're going to tell everybody how much money you make.
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, if you are ready, you're up first. Begin.
Are you working with commercial or residential real estate?
All residential.
Are you one of those we buy ugly homes guys?
No way.
Okay.
So are you buying land or homes?
I'm buying land. I'm buying homes.
What is your bold power move to close a deal?
Just try to be as fair as possible to people.
Are you investing to resell or to rent?
Both.
Is right now a good time to buy with everything going on with the pandemic?
Well, it depends how you buy, but sure.
Do you work for yourself or for a company?
I work for myself.
What is the strangest thing you have ever found on one of the properties that you have bought?
The list is endless.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this 15 years.
All right, when it comes to flipping a home, what is the most important thing to focus on in terms of getting your value back?
Kitchens, bathrooms, HVAC.
I'm sorry, Emily, that's all I know, it's over. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us guess what Mike makes, Mike in Delaware is a real estate investor. Go ahead and text that to 46150. And we really need your help today. I know I do. I'm going to use one of your guesses because this could be anywhere. This could be all over the place. We're going to find out in 3 minutes right after this song what Mike makes. Again, a real estate investor. Text your guess into 46150 and we're going to find out in 3 minutes.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Mike. He lives in Delaware, and he is a real estate investor. Emily, what else did we just learn about Mike?
So he works for himself. He's buying residential houses to resell and rent. He's been doing this for 15 years, and the most important thing when you're going to flip a house is kitchens, bathrooms, and HVAC.
Okay, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played, which means you got to go first. And unfortunately, today, it could be anywhere.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sympathetic to you.
Because you work for yourself and you've been doing it so long, I have no 82.
Okay, I'm going to use a text. Now, I know a guy that does what you do, and he never works. He's always hiking the Grand Canyon or off in France. He crushes, which is why I guess from Bob, who lives in Kent. at $200,000. Honestly, I think that might be a little bit low. Oof. This is where the money is. I'm telling you. All right, Slow Joe, you're up last.
Oh, man.
But there's a big middle ground, is there not?
Yeah, but I'm going to skyjack. 212. 212.
212.
What is going on?
Oh, well, Emily, either you know something we don't or we're way off.
I don't think I do.
Our guesses are 82, 200, and 212, but nobody really knows because, honestly, there's guys that do this that barely survive, and there's guys that crush and gals and whatever. Mike, that is why we have reached a point in our conversation where you're going to end the guesswork. You are going to tell everybody what you make in Delaware as a real estate investor. What is the number, Mike?
It ranges from 150 to 200,000.
What would you say your W-2 was last year? That's what we got to go on for the contest here.
175.
All right. So
good for
pretty
you.
Good. Yeah. And again, I know a guy that does this and he seemingly has the greatest life in the world. Mike, do you find that that's kind of the way for you? Or are you working all the time? Are you always on the hustle?
I'm always on the hustle. I like to keep it going and do things where I can control them and make sure everything's done right.
How many properties do you own right now?
At the moment, I have 6.
And wow. Do you only buy in and around you, like in Delaware?
Primarily.
So if someone wanted to get into this, how much cash money would they need up front to start to get into real estate investing?
And it all depends on what their market is, but I would think somebody should at least have $50,000.
Yeah, and there's another way to do it, too, because we actually did this at one time, and you can borrow money. You know, you can have an investor and use that and then pay them back and make a little and then start to build your own nest egg and do it again.
Okay.
But if we could have done it again, we would have, because we did make some money on it. But, it was a lot of work, Mike. I feel you.
It is. It's a everyday job.
Yeah, it's more than you think. You know, I paint this picture of this guy that's off backpacking around France, but it is a lot. I mean, when you're really in it and you're doing the work yourself, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a big learning curve, too. I mean, you know, you think you can know things from year to year, and there's always things that you pick up, so.
Yeah, and you got to have good trade guys. You got to have the guys like the tile guy, and the floor guy, and the ceiling guy. You got to have good guys that do the work for a good price and show up to do the work.
Right. They have to be reliable.
Well, Mike, listen, we love you, buddy. Thanks for sharing a little insight on being a real estate investor. And thank you so much for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack in Delaware.
Hey, no problem. I listen every day.
That's crazy. The Delaware Wolf Pack. Love it.
I love it.
You got to have wolves in Delaware.
There's some fox.
Foxes. You know. Okay, we'll take it. Yeah. No, we love you, Mike. Thanks again.
All right. Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.